What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
John Talti, that's college sports reporter for CBS Sports. You can find him at JTalti on the Twitter or the X or whatever you want to call it. John, appreciate you hanging out with us this morning, man. We got a bunch of questions. We're going to talk about pressure, you know, for some of these college football teams. We're going to talk a little bit about the 9-game schedule. But there's one thing that you did about a week ago really plucks at my heartstrings. I am an Alabama grad. One of my heroes, one of my absolute heroes is Scott Cochran. You wrote a piece about Scott Cochran about a week ago, the new West Alabama head coach. Obviously, Georgia fans know him from his time here as special teams coordinator and some of the ups and downs, but give us an update on the psyche of Scott Cochran right now headed into his first season as a head coach.
Yeah, he seems to be doing really well. And, you know, I've been a fan of Scott's for a long time as well. And, you know, as you know, I mean, he plays such a critical role with so many of those national championship teams, not only as a strength and conditioning coach, but really as, you know, Nick Saban's right-hand man, as sometimes the good cop to his bad cop. I mean, he had such a huge role for that program. And, you know, he's someone who's always wanted to be a head coach. And I think there are times where it looked like that was never going to happen, not only because it's hard for strength coach to make that transition, but of course his, you know, now well-documented, you know, drug issues that, you know, left him out of football, you know, more than a year ago and looked like he might never get back. And so he's in a really good place. He's got, you know, had a book that just came out that's, you know, really revealing. I think Alabama fans will be very interested in it, but also just college football fans in general. He's got some fun stories about Coach Saban and Coach Smart and, you know, other things that he's done along the way. But he seems to be in a really good place. He's excited. And it was just kind of fun seeing him in a different setting where, you know, more relaxed, more probably reined in than kind of how I remember him bopping around Alabama practices, yelling at the top of his lungs.
So, John, you wrote about winners and losers with the SEC moving to a 9-game schedule. And you had the Big Ten as being winners and losers. Can you kind of clarify that? How can they win and lose on this?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's two parts. I think it depends on ultimately what you think their motivations were and what they really wanted to come, what they wanted to happen. So, you know, the Big Ten's been pretty open publicly, also privately, that they wanted the SEC to move to 9 games. There are all these things that were being held up in their mind because they felt like, hey, we're at 9, you're not. Until that happens, we're not going to be able to get on board with some of the different playoff expansion ideas that the SEC is currently aligned with, which include the 5+11 model, where it's, you know, 5 automatic bids to the top 5 conference champions and then 11 at large. The Big Ten's preferred more of a automatic qualifier model where, you know, the SEC and Big Ten both get 4, others could get 2-3 and down the line. So in some ways they got what they wanted. The SEC is now at 9 games. But I think what you hear from different people is that, you know, in some ways that might be a bad thing because they just lost their biggest kind of negotiating point or their biggest piece of leverage to try to get the SEC on board with them, and also for why they want to hold their current position, which again is very automatic qualifier heavy. So I think they're now in a tricky spot where earlier this year, it looked like the SEC and the Big Ten were very aligned on these issues. It now, Greg Sankey has made public comments about how they are currently preferring that 5+11 model. The Big Ten's on an island by itself now. So it's great that everyone's now going to be at 9, but the Big Ten might get pulled into having to do a 5+11 model or just have to stop expansion altogether, where it becomes very obvious that the Big Ten is the one blocking that.
John Talty joining us here on the morning show, a morning shift. I don't even know my own show. Hey, Ty Simpson now has taken over quarterback at Alabama. How much better does he fit what Kalen DeBoer and Ryan Grubb want to do? I know Grubb wasn't there last year, but how much better does he fit what DeBoer wants to do offensively than Jalen Milroe?
Yeah, I mean, I think he fits really well. I think that he gives them an ability to do some things that they couldn't a year ago. And, you know, I think from the get-go, really, when Kalen DeBoer arrived in Tuscaloosa, I remember talking to people, honestly, the day he got hired, who were like, it's going to be really interesting to see how that works with Jalen Milroe, because what he does is not necessarily, you know, what Kalen's had a lot of success with in the past. And so I think Alabama tried to maximize what Jalen did well. We obviously know he was an incredible athlete. You know, I think he's still running against LSU. So there were things that they were able to do that certainly really worked. But this is not, you know, I'm not breaking any news here saying that, you know, Jalen had some limits as a passer, especially for some of those, you know, shorter intermediary type things where felt like at times if his first look wasn't there, he's just going to try to run. I think Ty still gives you some of that athleticism. He's still able to, you know, run if he needs to, can still escape the pocket, but should open up the passing game. And so, you know, the combination of Ty being a better passer, having Ryan Grubb, who I think is one of the best offensive coordinators in the country, and I think a perfect complement to Kalen DeBoer in a lot of ways from a personality standpoint. They've also, I mean, they've got a lot of weapons around him. I mean, the wide receiver room should be very good. Ryan Williams gets the most attention, understandably so. But, you know, Jerby Bernard is pretty good. And I can remember at times at Alabama games last year, you know, Bernard being a little frustrated with some of those balls not really coming his way or not coming the way that they needed to. So I think he's going to take a step up. They added a guy like Isaiah Horton from Miami who's fast, got some abilities. So I think the offense should take a level up. It's one of the reasons why myself and others, I think, are pretty bullish on Alabama's chances to make the playoffs this year.
I'm glad that you said that right there at the end, because we've been kind of taking a look at some of the Vegas odds today about SEC championship winners. And, you know, it's the conversation, John, is always about, is the juice worth the squeeze? Like, you know, Texas at plus 260, I'm not going to wager 100 to, you know, just to get 260 back. But give me the sleeper picks in the SEC this year. You slide down a little bit. LSU is kind of in the mix in the top four. Then a little bit further, Texas A&M, and even further down, teams like Ole Miss, Florida, and Auburn.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of options. I think it, you know, you have the top end, which of course, as you said, you know, Texas, got Georgia, Bama, LSU. I think that's probably your kind of your top four or so. That I think, you know, I can't blame you if you want to make any of those your picks, but you slide down and, you know, you can see Texas A&M to me is an attractive one. You know, I know that they feel like they have quite a bit of talent on that roster this year. I know Mike Elko talked about it. Your SEC media days that, you know, one of the barometers as to whether you have a good enough team to win the SEC, make the playoff, is just how many guys you think are NFL draft worthy and that you need double-digit guys to really be in that mix. They feel like they have double-digit guys that could be in the NFL next year. So they feel like they've leveled up. And if you remember, you know, it ended up falling apart a little bit at the end, but I mean, headed into the final week or two, I mean, they were in the mix to go to the SEC championship. They really were not that far off. The record doesn't look great because they lost a couple at the end, but they weren't far off from making the SEC championship over Texas a year ago. So I like A&M. I don't feel like they've gotten that much offseason hype. Some of just kind of personality of Mike Elko and others. But, you know, they're hanging around. I think they're start season around preseason number 19. Feels like a team that they can get hot early. They've got some, you know, game against Notre Dame early on. I mean, they have a chance, I think, to be a team that, you know, very much is in the hunt at the end. So I like that value. And I think, you know, South Carolina loses some major pieces, but if you wanted more of a kind of a dark horse of, hey, I think they might have two of the top 10 guys in the SEC and Lenora Sellers and Dylan Stewart, maybe Lenora goes Cam Newton mode and just, they just go on a run. I don't, it's going to be challenging, but I do, as you, again, if you want to throw a couple bucks on that, like there's, it's not impossible that Sellers just levels up even more with Mike Shula as the offensive coordinator and they go on a run, but the schedule is challenging.
I mean, this is like a history lesson for Mike. Mike Shula, Scott Cochran. We talked about Saban. I mean,
got recruited by Mike.
Daggum, John. Yeah. Hey, it feels like there is a ton of pressure on the University of Texas this year with Sark. Obviously, they made the playoffs 2 years in a row, but they have come up short. And now the second coming, Arch Manning, is taking over the quarterback. Am I wrong to think that they might have more pressure on them as a program this year than any other team in college football?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
There's a lot. There's a lot for sure. I think that there's, to me, in the SEC, there's three that stick out to me. Texas, for the reasons you describe, it feels it's title or bust for them. You know, I think especially with all the attention around Arch already, you know, I think they've all been great. I think I've read every big national feature on Arch, but I think everyone has done one, which I think is the only quarterback in the country you can say that about. So they feel like they have to win it. But the other two that I look at, you know, Auburn's one. Auburn has a critical week one game against Baylor on Friday. That's a game not getting talked about probably as much as it should, but they need to be better this year. They have a lot of talent on that roster. Talking to people around the SEC, feel like they've really underachieved. They went out and got Jackson Arnold, like Eric Singleton, the Georgia Tech wide receiver. Like, that's the team that needs to be at least 8-9 wins this season. So a lot of pressure on Hugh Freeze week one and in the season overall. And then LSU, you know, LSU starts at Clemson. It's a well-known stat at this point. They've lost their last five season openers, much to the frustration of LSU fans. They added the number one transfer portal class in the country this year, spent a lot of money on the defense, which was not very good last year. We've got Garrett Nussmeier coming back, could be the number one overall pick. that's a team that has to make the playoff in my mind. I'm not saying if they don't, Brian Kelly gets fired, but there's already frustration down in Baton Rouge about him underachieving. So that's another really, really critical year, I think, for LSU. And if he could beat Clemson week one, I think that would go a long way to them making the playoff, appeasing the fans. So they're all kind of pressurized situations in different ways, but those three in general, I think, are the top in the SEC for me and probably the top in the country in some ways.
I cannot wait to get this season kicked off. That's National College Sports Reporter for CBS Sports, John Talty. John, appreciate you hanging out with us this morning, buddy.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.